Mount Forest. Students and staff who were displaced by an early morning fire at St. Mary Catholic School last week will return to in-person learning next Wednesday. According to a new press release, the church hall at the St. Mary of the Purification Roman Catholic Church will accommodate St. Mary students from grades 5 to 8, while the First Baptist Church, the former Mount Forest Public School, will host students from kindergarten to grade 4, as there are already several classrooms available on site. While the school was closed for a week post-fire, students returned to class on Thursday, attending online learning in the morning, followed by a free community event in the afternoon to keep them connected with their school friends. This formula will continue until in-person learning resumes. After the unfortunate fire at St. Mary, we as a church are happy to host the students and staff of the Catholic school. Our building has been a blessing to us, and we are grateful to extend that blessing to assist the school in this difficult time, said Pastor Matthew of the First Baptist Church Mount Forest. In the release, we look forward to the joy that comes with children learning in the building throughout the week once again, and we continue to pray for St. Mary's as they navigate this stressful chapter. Transportation to sites will continue to be available for eligible students, and school administration will continue to share the transition plans directly with families during the transition. The fire damage was extensive in the school, and it is currently anticipated that we will remain in these temporary accommodations until the end of the school year, said St. Mary Principal Michelle Hassan, in the release. Planning for the renovations and restoration to our school is underway. We are looking forward to a return to our St. Mary Catholic School site in new school year. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.